Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
homage to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can see him on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
Imagine in business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, get a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a brother knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright?
Right.
Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you're the true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the homies getting money, playing fellas like dummies. You got the gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Check it out. Yeah. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
There's a courage about him. Doesn't look like a killer. Comes across so calm. Acts like he has a dream. Full of passion.
You don't trust me, huh?
Well,
you know why.
I do. We're not supposed to trust anyone in our profession anyway.
Knock niggas out the box all the time. Niggas know my motherfucking rep. Yeah. Straight up. Fuck your whole thing. Yeah, B.I. shit. Yeah, bust it. Yo, G.I. nigga. Now, yo, what up, yo? Time is running out. It's for real, though. Let's connect. Politics, ditto. We can trade places. Lift it in the staircase.
word up, peace incarcerated, thug related style, attract millions, fans, they understand my plan, who's the kid up in the green land, me and the RZA connect, blow a fuse, you lose, half-ass crews get demolished and bruised, fake me frontin', hourglass heads, niggas be wantin', shutting down your slot time for pumping, poisonous thing, which dumps up in that chunks, raise a heavy generator, but yo, guess who's the black trunk, dough be flowing by the hours, woo, we got the collars, scholars, word like, peace to power in my whole unit, word up, quick to set it, don't wet it, real niggas lick shots, peace Connecticut, now yo, yo, what up, yo, time is running out, it's for real though, let's connect, politics, ditto, we can trade places, get lifted in the staircases, word up, peace incarcerated, star faces, chef for shine like marble, rhyme remarkable, real niggas raise up, spend your money, argue, but this time it's slow to uninvited, go ahead and rhyme to it, bitch nigga, Mike's getting fired, morphine, dicks be burning like chlorine, niggas recognize I'm here to Baltimore to fall green, but hold up, my wet be tasting like grower, my mom roller, just to death, whips rolled up, you never had no wins, sliding in these dens with them, with Mac-10s and broke friends, you got guns too, what up son, do, wanna battle for cash and see who's son too, I probably wax check, smack rap, niggas you fat, niggas lyrics you whack, nigga, can't stand unofficial, wet tissue, blank bust, scud missiles, you rolling like Trump, you get your meat lump, for real, it's just sling rap democracy, here's the policy, slide off the ring, plus the wallabies, check the status, soon to see me at Caesar's Palace eating salad, be beating Mike's in the Keys of Dallas, I move rhymes like retail, make sure shit sell, from where we at to my man sell, from staircase to stage, minimum wage, but soon to get an article and rap page, but all I need is my house, my gat, my act, bank account fat, it's going down like that, and parting with French, but let me speak Italian, black stallions, wowing on Shaolin, that means the Allen is satin, and niggas carry gas in, man, police of Manhattan, now yo, yo, what up, yo, time is running out, it's for real though, let's connect, politics, ditto, we can trade places, get lifted in the sandcase, word up, peace incarcerated, Scarface, I do this for barbershop niggas in the plaza, catching asthma, rated sick and gun flashes, well dressed, skating through the projects with big ones, broke elevators, turn the lights out, thick one upstairs, twitch like a chameleon, hit Brazilians, pass the cash, or leave your children, lead a building, niggas, yo, they be folding like envelopes, under pressure, like Lou Ferrigno on cloak, yo, Africans denying niggas up in yellow cash, musty like fuck, waving their arms to Arabs, sit back, cooling like Kalu was on rock, on the crack spots, rubber band rap, all my knots, few bitches who fuck dreads, on Sudafeds, pussies hurting, they did it for a yard for the feds, word up cousin, nigga I seen it, like a 27 inch Zenith, believe it, now yo yo, what up yo, time is running out, it's for real though, let's connect, politics, ditto, we can trade places, get lifted in the staircase, word up, peace incarcerated, star faces,
mama. You know you thick as hell, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, after the club, you know what I'm talking about, me and my niggas gonna be together, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even worried about them really though, I'm just looking at you. Shit, yeah, you know. You got them big ass hips, god damn.
Got the body of a goddess, got eyes for the pink and brown. Coming down from the city.
I'm in love with a stripper. She climbing, she rolling. She climbing, that's my oldest. I'm in love with a stripper. sexy girl. Don't know what she is doing. Get to do that night thing.
I'm in love with a stripper. She poppin', she rollin', she rollin'. She climbin' that pole. I'm in love with a stripper. She grippin', she playin', she playin'. I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm payin'. I'm in love with a stripper. She poppin', she rollin', she rollin'. She climbin' that pole. I'm in love with a stripper. She grippin', she playin', she playin'. I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm payin'.
What is this?
Maybach music.
I like this Maybach music.
Sweet. Gotta handle your own.
Maybach music.
Just.
Yeah. They try to tell me I don't fit up in this motherfucker. Cause Rose, they be talking white, he think he Uncle Ruckus. I left Jimmy, they was spinning silly on my budget. And now I'm rolling with some cooler niggas I can fuck with. You buy the cooler, yeah, you niggas don't get no dick. Bitch, I think I'm Teen Wolf, dog nigga, ballin' bitch. Flash Ricky Steamboat, me and Mama Steamo. I don't wear no 501,000 jean flow. It's funny, I Pucci made all the space gone. I'm winning cause Ricky made my mistakes known. It's funny that since I put this chain on, these bitches appear quicker than State Farm. While they belong something they can't ever smoke. We that can't pronounce, man, this shit'll leave Rosetta Stone. This man can single-handedly say the coach. You got no spark, you need some lighter, man, you Sammy Sosa. So get it right, okay, you bought her, man, I'm with the owner. You know my drive is retarded like I'm riding donuts. Picture me rolling, young, handsome, and focused. Got that vision of Paco, throwing Brandon and Oprah. Michelangelo, portrait me, Maya Angelou, notebook. Michael Jordan, performance, nigga, I'm actually all of it. Yeah, I'm just a poet with some hang time. Home, Rudy Shakespeare, I just shake dice. Miami Nights, made a couple grand. Plain TSA, you kiss my head. Lord forgive me, I'm trying, no, I ain't living right. But this card of tricking with got no limit, right? And this life, you dare rumble, I ain't living right. They on my ass like a Santa, make them take a hike. Good night.
All we
good
want
night.
Is opportunity. Lord knows.
It's MMG, baby. The dream team.
Better believe it.
I made it myself, got some self-made. Fire started, put me anywhere, I just blazed. Dropped out of school, never made it to the 12th grade. I'm so fucking raw, haters hoping that I catch AIDS. Motivated just from being broke. Had a dream like Martin Luther, a little bit of hope. Sam Rosa never wrote, Malcolm never spoke. They probably find me in the woods, hanging from a rope. Instead they locked me in a cell, just for selling dope. When people told me I was fine, I used to tell them no. Cause I was never hesitant to represent. Devil knocking at the door, screaming, let me in. Tell her on it, hit the left when we stepping in. Charlie Sheen on them haters, they don't wanna let me win. Nah, niggas, they don't wanna let me win. But I'ma build the ground up, let's begin. I kill these rappers early in the game. Abortion, spit a verse like, let me get your fans. Exhaustion, send these niggas back to where they came. Depulsion, make them forfeit in them portions. It's on their horses, 9-11, somebody call them. Kim will walk across them over, somebody falling.
Never changed. We self-made.
Self-made, self-paid, man. P-I-L-L in the building.
ATL.
Peace to the gods. What's going on, man? It's so fucking nice outside. Man, I really didn't feel like doing a show. I really didn't, man. Hotlanta's about to turn into Hotlanta again. You know what I mean? So I was outside tinkering with the cars and shit. You know, finally finished the car for my son. You know, he crashed the other one. Got him one, a new one. Now it's better than ever. You know what I mean? It's hotter than the old one. But it's a regular BMW, no M3. I said, this time, nigga, you don't need that speed, so you don't crash that shit in 3 months. But how y'all doing out there, man? Peace to the gods, man. Let me jump this off right off the rip. March 23rd, we got the seminar here in Atlanta. Y'all want more information, go to jonahbay.com. We're going to have the money ritual right after the seminar. You know, Akeem coming. Joey Bounce coming. The whole team is coming. We're going to set off the money ritual, make sure we get this money for the new year. New Year's was the new fiscal year, but this is the actual new year, right? We got five more people that just became nationals. They got their certificate of non-citizen national. And after they do that, they get the FOIA letter. And then they go backwards and do the court case and use the FOIA of them, the Secretary of State saying they're not citizens, to go back and get the court order. Then they go back and do the birth certificate and Social Security. So anyone that wants to do that, holler at me in the email, jonahbay@gmail.com. It's $2,500, but it's worth doing it. It makes it go much easier to get your nationality done. We moving backwards. You know, we got more moves than Jell-O. They don't want to let us do it one way. We come a whole nother way. But when you come to the Nationality and Commerce Seminar on the 23rd, I show you the new way to do your nationality in court so you can get through without no problems. Even without doing the birth certificate process. But you got to do both anyway. It's all up to you which one you want done, you know, first. You know what I mean? Originally, I thought y'all would do the court case first. Then after the court case, you would do the birth certificate. After that, you would do the lawsuit at the IRS. But, yo, we flexible. We flexible. We using their laws. We do it any way we need to do it to make y'all get where y'all need to get. You know what I mean? Facts. But with that being said, yeah, congratulations to the five people that just got it done and the whole nine. You know, they putting their money where their mouth is, and they are recognized as Moors. The government recognized them as Moors. And when you recognize as a Moor, guess what? You don't pay taxes. Indians shall not be taxed. Moors and Indians back in the 1800s were synonymous. Synonymous. They tried to drop off Moors and only left you with the word Indian. But we were never Indians. We were never Indians. We're not from India. And even India wasn't called India. It was called Proctor. Okay? But anyway, welcome to Consultation Wednesday with your boy Jonah Bay. And today's gonna be a short day. I got shit to do. I got new furniture that came to the house I gotta put together and all that stuff. I got teepees I gotta put together for my daughter's birthday party. She's having it at a 5-star hotel with a bunch of kids. I got 15 teepees to put together. Of course, it's themed off of Aboriginal themed. Off our ancestors, you know what I mean? So we living it, y'all. We living it, okay? So with that being said, hold on. Let me open up the chat. And then I'm going to open up the call lines. And we're going to talk a little bit. We're only going to be on the air for an hour, so it's going to be a short show. So I'm going to try not to linger with the people, the first people that get on the show, so all of y'all get a chance to talk to me and the whole nine. But this is the time to get all those questions out. I don't care what kind of question it is and all that. We're going to get it in, all right? You know, you go on YouTube, you listen to a lot of the lecturers, the people dropping this information. You have questions, and you don't get a chance to ask them no questions. The best you could do is put a little question up on the video, and hopefully they'll come back and answer it. But with me and the whole team, y'all get to ask us questions directly. Take advantage. You know what I mean? Especially if it's not that deep where you don't want people, you know, to know what you're talking about. You can ask that question right here online for free. Take advantage of it, yo. It helps with your studying. Anyway, I'm going to the call 813-431. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. How you doing, brother?
What up, God? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Let me say, man, that Monday night show, man, was fantastic.
Man, you know Monday show I didn't get into what I wanted to talk about.
Man, I talked about trust.
But I never got into the trust law. But it was a dope show. I felt it. It really felt good. That show really felt good to me.
Man, it felt good to me. I mean, a lot of people need to hear that, man. A lot of people need to hear that, how you broke that down. That was fantastic, man. I'm still trying to break it down to wife. She's a Christian, you know. So I was like, wow, you know. So that was fantastic. That breakdown, you know, fantastic. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, bro. Well,
anyway, man, you know, I got this, I'm trying to get my non-UCC done. So what, you're not doing the gifting no more and the last will and testament, correct?
Right. Once I thought that the only way to get to the securities was to go through the probate court, that's why I had did the last will and testament. But there's a whole another way, an easier way. That was before I found UCC 8-112. 112 says we can just bring in a claim and get to the securities. So if I don't have to do it that way, why put it in the non-UCC? You see what I'm saying?
Temple. Yes, sir. That's why I was just getting clarification before I go to the courthouse tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember when I first did that, and I did my DBA, I drove all the way, well, I flew, but I went all the way up to Westchester County, put my DBA in, and then I went down to the probate court, right? And I was showed them the paperwork, and they was like, yo, you got a couple more steps to do. And then they escorted me out.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But see, this is what I'm saying. When I change up something, I changed up something because the system told me to change it up. I remember when I was on high frequency, I came with the Nubedin process. The Nubedin process was you get your original SS5 your mom did, and you told them, you know, to change that shit, and you did a new one. And then they were supposed to do that, and you would change your birth certificate and your social with that. They came back and they told me, yo, you need a court order, right? That's how I learned that I had to go into court, and that's what we do with the nationality now. Because when I tried to use those laws, they said, nah, we won't do that without a court order. So when I switch up shit, it's because they told me to.
Yeah, it's for the best.
Right.
I understand. Yeah, I just want to get clarification. You know, you selling that Atlanta seminar so much, man. I'm trying to get that passport, man, this week, man. I don't know which one to do, man. I really need to get the passport.
I would tell you, you got to do both. Now, if I was in your your situation, right? It's a no-brainer for me. The Atlanta seminar is what? $300, $325? The passport is $2,500. I'm rolling with the cheaper one.
I went to the Tampa seminar with a king, and you know, it's
oh,
it's
then
a,
you know what? In your predicament, since you already did the nationality, a seminar, you could still work on that. I would do the passport then.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to, you know, you sell it, man. I want to go because it sounds nice. I'm really,
I would do,
you know,
listen, because the way I'm looking at it is this way. You already went to the seminar, right? If you got any questions, you could just get a consultation. You know what I mean? To finish it out.
Yes, sir.
To finish your nationality out, you could just get a consultation. You know what I mean? Like, we won't do consultations for people who didn't go to the nationality seminar. Why? Because they don't have the history.
Correct. And that,
we really go in on the history to prove that y'all been here, to prove that y'all Moors, to prove all of that. So we don't want y'all just to get y'all's nationality done and not know who y'all are. You know, that's the main function of the seminar, is to give you that history they didn't give us in school. And then we show you how to do it. You know, it only takes an hour and a half to show y'all what to do with the nationality. The rest of it is straight history.
I don't want to miss out on the commerce part where you start to trust, man, and I'm not there.
Oh, my God.
So.
I'm going into commerce heavy. I don't know if y'all noticed, but lately I've really been talking about the commerce again, because
yes,
I got to make sure if y'all are Moors, y'all know how to do commerce.
Gotta,
y'all know
how make
to
money.
Do, y'all know how to
yes,
trade.
Sir.
We were merchants. I got to get y'all back to being merchants again. You see what I'm saying? Just like, you know, Monday's show, when I showed y'all Moors always been around since God was around.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? I showed y'all with motherfucking Jacob. He
Jacob
was a regular human that turned into an Elohim, a God, right before y'all when he wrestled with God.
Yes, sir.
And he became a Moor. That's what Moors are. The Moors are the messengers of God. The regular people were just into tribes. They were part of this tribe, that tribe. But it was the Moors that told them what to do, what law to follow. When they had to move out of one region into a new region, it was the Moors that told them that.
Yeah.
It was the Elohim. It was what y'all call angels that did that. We got to go back to having the knowledge of the angels. Now, did y'all know? I don't know if y'all knew this, but Enoch from the Bible was the one who built the Great Pyramid.
No, I didn't know that one.
I know y'all didn't know that. Enoch did it. And Enoch is way before there was an Egypt.
Way before. Way before.
You understand? Enoch was the first genius that was created. So Enoch was taught by the Elohim everything about the stars.
Yeah.
He was the only one that never died. Enoch
never died.
To this day.
He walked into heaven. He walked into heaven. He walked away.
Because he was a fucking genius. And Anu was so impressed by his intelligence, he said, teach him everything. Give him the gift of everlasting life. Enoch was the first one to create what y'all call the pyramid school. Y'all don't know y'all's history. This is what we got to go back to.
I've been studying. I studied that a while, man. I lost in touch with Dr. York, man. I was Dr. York heavy
now,
when Dr. I was
York
growing up.
Never dropped that. But see, Dr. York gave all my foundational teachings on the Elohim and all that. I went on and studied all mystery books all around the planet that dealt with them. You know, every culture got stories of the Elohim, the Anunnaki, and I'm still studying all of that shit.
Yeah, man. Yes,
you know what I mean?
That was May 16.
So
when
I come out with my books, I'm gonna expound on what Dr. York taught about. I'm not just gonna regurgitate. I'm gonna actually give y'all new info.
Yeah, man. That's what we need, man. I know a lot of people need something like that, an awakening like that.
I don't know. I love that info.
Me too, man. I missed that info. When I lost touch of that info, that's when things start going bad for me. You know, that's when life kind of changed. I wasn't spending time.
My little daughter
putting
walked
in that
up
time
and gave
studying.
Me a kiss, man. I love the kisses from my daughter. Kissy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Love the love.
Yeah, but Jonah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you, man, for the help right there, man. I know it's going to be a short show, so I ain't going to hold it line.
Yeah,
God,
if I was you, that's what I would do. Take a look. That's what I would do. You know?
Yeah, I'm getting that passport. I'm going to have to catch you again, man.
Yeah,
because
you already did
it,
that. All right, then.
Yeah.
Peace, God. Just
but
hit me
to,
up,
hey, man. Don't start.
JonahBay.com. As soon as you get me that bread, we get it done that day. You mail it out tomorrow.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate it, God. Peace.
All right. Peace, God. All right, I'm going to 202-251. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. What's going on, John?
What's going on, God? How are you?
Man, I'm doing well.
Good.
I think I talked to you the last time we actually got a chance to talk. I was talking about the Homeowners Association soon. So we went to court on Monday. But they moved because they brought my wife in yesterday, and then I'm supposed to go in next month. So I said, I think it worked out pretty good because they moved it out of court.
Okay.
So now I'm thinking, can I work on doing a discharge during this period to get it, just get rid of it?
Okay. You got to understand, your home association, they're not plugged in with Wall Street. They don't have a Series 7 to trade.
Gotcha.
Securities. So if you do a discharge, they don't know what to do with it. Discharge is for banks and Fortune 500 companies. They're not for regular little mom and pop corporations.
Oh, okay. I thought I could
like
do
if
it.
You were if you were
like
a senator, you know,
to the judge
Trump,
or something.
Yeah, if you was
right.
Fucking with Donald Trump, the Trump Towers, they would know what to do with your instrument. But being that you fucking with the builder, the builder's a regular dude. He don't know what to do with that instrument. He can't get it done. You see what I'm saying? I used to be a builder when the housing market was up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And my nigga, if I took that to my regular bank, I didn't have a what they call a investment banker. I had a regular banker, right? He just said it was fraudulent and boom, gave it back to me and said, don't take it no more. So that's what you're dealing with when you're dealing with, you know, a homeowners association. They don't know what to do. They don't know banking.
Gotcha. And you couldn't turn it into, since they have a case number and everything, you couldn't have the judge like be a fiduciary. To
well, it ain't the judge. You would have to find a... You could do the judge and you would have to appoint him to be the fiduciary. But to keep it real with you, I've seen that tried and I've never seen it successful.
Successful.
Let me tell you this. I had a company. My office was on Peachtree, downtown Peachtree Street, right where Hard Rock Cafe was. And at the time, all I did, the only business I had was helping people with foreclosures, right? Now, I'm telling you, I've done 1,000 foreclosures. I've never seen it work that way. So I'm under the belief it doesn't work. You see what I'm saying? Out of 1,000,
right.
I get one to work? Fuck that. I'm not doing it no more.
I got you. Yeah, so shoot, maybe that bankruptcy thing is the is the way to go, and just start over from ground zero.
Get a payment plan with them.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I got for right now, and I'll be.
Cause bro, I've been foreclosed on. I don't want you to go through that. Did you know all my friends that got foreclosed on when I around the time I did, they all got divorced. Their wives left them. That's when I knew wife was a keeper. She didn't care. Yeah. She rolled with a nigga. But when it all was going down, I had her make the decisions with me. I just didn't make the decisions on my own. Because they offered us to pay half. We was paying $1,500. They said all we had to pay was $550. Everything went away. We was back to current and all that. I asked my wife if she wanted to take the deal. She said, them motherfuckers, it was already paid for. I don't want to pay nothing. Turn it down. So that's what we did. Now, just imagine if I'd have made the decision on my own and I lost the house, she may not have been so understanding. Because it's very embarrassing for a woman to lose her home.
Oh yeah, bro. We've been through it. We still hanging in here, but been going through it though.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to do everything I can to get back on track so I can.
Right. So that's why I'm asking you, do the bankruptcy and boom, try to make a payment plan to stay in your house. Houses are very hard to get and very easy to lose.
Yeah, I was gonna say from what I've found out at the court yesterday.
Rent more than a mortgage now?
Rent is more than mortgage. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
So we out of the house. So I'm just trying, I'm just trying to get everything started over and get this thing rolling again. Yeah.
I guess fruit or something. Yes. Yeah, man. So please, Jonah did that. So hopefully you don't have to go through that. Feel me?
All right. I appreciate that. And I guess I'll be sending you an email pretty soon.
All right.
As well.
Hit me up.
All right, bro.
All right. Peace, God. All right. We going to 251-767. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah. What's going on with you?
Oh, man. I can't call it. I really wanted to know, though. If you come into Atlanta to hang out with your boy Jonah for his birthday, you know my birthday is the 20th. So the 23rd,
man,
I feel like everyone's going to chill with me for my birthday on the 23rd.
Man, believe it or not, I just got through talking to my wife about it. And I think she's down for it. So, yeah, I think we're going to come out there.
At least come have some fucking gin and juice with your boy.
Yes, indeed. You know it. You know it.
You know what I mean?
So look,
can a nigga get a drink? I'm bringing the liquor. Can I get a drink with you?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So what's going on with you? What you want to talk about?
All right, man. A couple of things, man. First of all, you know, when I first found this show, you know, started off with you. And then, and I was, you know, hindsight, and then, boom, y'all did the thing, and, you know, I didn't know where you was.
Wait a minute. You still with hindsight, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm still with hindsight.
Yeah, nigga, we all a team. Hold on. What y'all hearing? What the fuck, yo? Hindsight is still my shit.
Oh, no. Let me tell you something.
Jonah Bay is my shit. New Evolution is my shit. We're all a team.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
You know how black people always think if a motherfucker expanding, oh, they broke up, they had arguments. That's not what's going down.
Oh, man. I look here. You didn't even have to tell me that because I already knew it before.
Okay, that's
why
all of us is
going to
be in Atlanta. You know what I mean? How the fuck if we beefing, we all going to be in Atlanta for the New Year's ritual and all that shit. Everything's the same.
Right.
But you just had me nervous because I thought you just said when you were with hindsight, I left there. I'm now over here.
Oh, no. Now, matter of fact, I got, something lined up with Akeem Friday. So, you know.
Okay.
No. And
Friday? But hold on, nigga. You ain't gonna listen to my show, New Evolution Friday? What the fuck, son?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm gonna listen to the show now.
Let me stop fucking with you, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, look. Hey, look. I'm a new guy. Man, I've been on y'all for about 2 months now. Maybe three.
Wow, you are new.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I got my birth certificate. But look at man, I kinda went against the rules before I learned the rules. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
I kinda was bouncing
around.
What'd you do?
Man, I got my birth certificate fully authenticated, but I didn't.
Okay.
I mean, I got the affidavit of ownership. I hadn't went and got it recorded yet.
Okay.
And
you got time.
I got my injunction, but then I went back and listened to your show, the YouTube video on how you did your injunction, and I noticed you used your spiritual name. I didn't put my spiritual name on mine. Is
you were supposed to. Your spirit, do it over. Your spiritual name is the owner, and they're saying, don't fuck with my property.
Okay, now here's the thing.
The reason why you got to use your spiritual name, once you do your nationality, will be your name. You won't be using the spiritual no more. So it's very important you do that now.
Okay. Okay, boom. So I can change. I mean, I hadn't sent it off yet. I just printed it and then I went back and listened before I sent
it
off. Yeah.
This is why we tell y'all get a consultation before you do your injunction, before you send it out, so we can look at it and make sure everything's okay.
Right.
And
now, here's
the
biggest
what you're doing right now. Get on the fucking radio and talk to us about it.
Yeah. Right. Now here's the biggest thing. I got my 9A, but I think I messed it up also.
If you got the 9A, you did it right. The only question is, what name did you use?
Okay. I used my spiritual name on the 9A.
Then you got it done right.
But
let me say this. Because I was on Akeem's show yesterday, even though I didn't speak. I just listened. When you go do your estate, make sure you put the family of.
Okay, family of the last name?
Yeah, family of the executor. Family of. You do it in the middle spot. You put your first name, Jonah, your middle name, John. Family of right after your middle name and your last name by itself, Scott.
Okay, kind of like the John Doe case.
So your fucking executor should come out as this name. Jonah, John, family of Scott, executor.
Okay.
All right.
Now, let me ask you this. Was I supposed to... Cause see, this is what I'm nervous about, man. On the paperwork that I received, it's got me at a certain time of year filing the doing the.
You don't have to do a fax. See, if you go back and listen to Jonah Bay 98 number, whatever that first show is, it's on YouTube. You aren't responsible for no U.S. tax return. Your 98 is not a U.S. person. It's not responsible. For no tax return. You never have to do a tax return. Even though they tell you to do one as soon as they give you that CP-575. That's the page that has your EIN on it. You're not responsible.
Okay. So I'm good.
No worries. Yes.
Okay. And hold on. Last time, I'm just trying to cover all the bases. I'm going to let you go.
This is what this show is for. Go ahead. Get it in.
Okay. For that foreign trust, that 9A, was there supposed to be a trustee or not?
Yes, but you don't have to worry about it because you don't have to show your paperwork, your trust indenture. Now, I'm going to do a webinar showing y'all how to do the trust indenture for it, but don't worry about it right now.
Okay. And
weeks, and I still hadn't did my non-UCC yet, you know, that stuff.
Don't
so,
worry.
But
you're doing the steps that you have to do before you do it. You're fine.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Well, that's all I got, man. Look, before I go, are you still on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram.
Okay, I got you on Instagram. I was trying to get you on Facebook because I mostly hear you talk about Facebook.
You
and
you got to send me a messenger message for me to accept you.
I did, but what happened was, see, I don't really fool with Facebook, to be honest with you. I only got
you ain't got no pictures
or
none of that shit. I ain't fucking with you. I think you are, thinking you a motherfucking agent.
Oh, no, I got a picture of me. I got a picture of my wife. You know,
I'm going on Facebook right now. Hold on, let me see. What's your name?
Okay, it's gonna say Moses L.
I might have seen that. Hold on. And you sent the messenger. How long ago?
Yeah, I sent you a message. It could have been about a couple of weeks ago. Probably wasn't even that long.
I don't see it. I got so many, though, but I don't see. Okay, Moses, you got glasses
yeah.
on. I'm confirming you right now.
10-4. All right.
All right, we friends.
Okay, good. All right, man, I'll see you in Atlanta.
All right, then I'll see you in a few days, man. Peace to God. All right, see, now, Moses used Consultation Wednesday the way he was supposed to. Y'all supposed to be using it like that too. Get them easy questions out. You know what I mean? All right, I'm going to 718-926. This is the Boogie Down Bronx. This New York, at least. What up, New Yorker?
Yo, peace to the God.
Peace to the God. What's going on?
This Queens, baby, was good with you.
Oh, man, everything wonderful, magnificent, great. You know, I was just fully accessorizing my son's car. I'm about to put it up on Facebook, Instagram.
That's a fact.
You know, teaching them how to work on the car and shit. You know how we do.
I see this is the first time I get to talk to you in a while, God. I've been in the archives, but I see you with that new Astrid thing, you heard?
Yeah. I could drop the top. I ain't really dropped the top on it yet. You know what I mean? Well, I dropped it, but I ain't drove it around like that. You know what I mean?
Heard you. Yeah, that thing nasty.
I'm still driving around in my Bentley. You know what I mean? That's that's more of my everyday.
I love it, God. It's all motivation, you heard. I'm on my way.
That's a fact. That's what that good commerce do, yo.
Exactly.
Me and Joey started the lever company. And we really did good this year, even though we started it late in the winter.
All right. You got to get it in, bro.
So we got to be merchants, man. Our job is to find shit for low and sell it for high to our own people.
Right.
I'm tired of everyone else selling shit to our people. We don't need them to sell us shit. We sell that shit to ourselves. Fuck that.
Exactly.
Fuck that shit, B.
And then we employ ourselves.
That's what I'm saying.
We know not to put blackface on the clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We know what's up.
Right. All that disrespectful shit, man. That's why I said we really got to come out with luxury brands. We got black people that's creating brands.
I'm coming, big bro.
We need some shit with some luxury
brand.
We talking about the shirt costs $7,000. Yeah, I know that's expensive. I know that's not for the regular melanated people. That's for the fancy melanated people. They have to feel like they better than everyone. So you got to give them why not, nigga? $10,000 for this shirt, a t-shirt. And they're going to buy that shit. You know why? Because it's so fucking expensive. It doesn't matter what name it is. If it's expensive, they're going to buy it. Don't we know how we are? We know we want the best of everything. So
exactly.
We need companies that's going to come out and give us that luxury shit. You know, Sean John is cool. It's not luxury brand. That's just Polo, Tommy Hilfiger level. We need something Gucci, Louis level or beyond. You know what I mean?
I ain't going to hold you. I got a Sean John shirt that look like it's on some Gucci, Louis level.
Right. But I'm talking about.
Man make the clothes.
I'm not talking about the material and how well it's made. I'm just talking about price.
Yeah,
that's all a nigga wants is to brag. He got some expensive exclusive.
I'd rather support Sean John than support the Gucci and Louis and all that, to be honest with you.
No, I feel you. But I'm talking about, you understand? It's not that he really like Gucci like that. He has to have some shit that the everyday nigga can't wear.
Can't wear, right, exactly.
That's how he is. And we don't have a melanated brand like that. So create
right.
it, and that nigga won't be in Gucci shopping after they just made the blackface.
Right.
You gotta see shit the way he sees it. You understand?
Nah, I feel like everybody got their
nigga,
own perspective.
My first pair of Jordans, nigga, Shell Toe Adidas was popping. Fila was popping. But Jordan was popping. And it cost more
yeah.
than all. And it cost more than all of them. Nigga, when I wore them Jordans to high school the next day, I got 5 numbers. Because of the Jordans. Because of the Jordans, son. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. You got to understand where they coming from. They can get the regular shit all day. They don't want regular shit. Nick, I'm going to keep it real with you, my nigga. I could have bought another Benz. I didn't have to get an Aston Martin. Nigga, I wanted to pull up to the restaurants and the clubs.
You know exactly.
No one else is driving that bitch.
Exactly.
I'm not going
to
lie to
out.
You. My Bentley costs the same amount, right? I drive up to the club. It's 4 Bentleys there, plus me coming up. That ain't special no more.
Yeah, facts.
That's not special no more. When you, like you got to get to the point you want shit that niggas don't even know what it is.
Right.
I drive up in the Ashton. Most people be like, damn, yo, that's nice. What is that? They don't even know. And I'm like,
no.
Damn, nigga, you don't know about James Bond? This is James Bond car, nigga.
The black James Bond in this motherfucker, what?
You feel me?
Jonah Bay, nigga. What are you talking about?
I know I'm too much. I know that's some... Yo, it be like that. Fuck that.
As you should, God.
So... I promise you, if no other melanated person makes a luxury brand, then I'm going to work on it. I'm going to make it happen.
I'm on it too, bro. Word. I'm on it too. Word. We could definitely make some hats.
You know what I mean? Now, I may not never wear my own brand. I didn't make it for me.
Right.
Target people that you want to sell to.
But
you know what
also
I mean?
Want to be the crash dummy for your own, you know what I'm saying, brand and all that. You're gonna be the one that makes it hot.
You right. on Instagram with me. You see me with all them levers with the fur, but I don't know. I'm not like Floyd. I don't need a $10,000 t-shirt. I really don't.
Right.
My
me
nigga.
Neither.
I play with my grandbaby. I play with my daughter. I'm working on cars. That's just not my lane. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
right.
not my lane. You know what I mean? But, like, when I got my, you know, I got a car garage. You know why I got a car garage? I invested in one because I always hook up my cars. So then everyone had loved the way my cars was done. So I said, shit. I might as well get a garage to work on my shit. And since everyone liked the way I do up cars, I'll work on their shit and make money. So that's what I did. But see, $10,000 t-shirt, that's just not me, B.
Right.
There's a limit
me
to
neither.
Like a lot of people like a chef. I want a chef, right? I don't want no chef that lives with me. I got a maid. I don't want no maid that lives with me. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm not as pretentious as some people could be. I want the motherfucker, like, that motherfucker live with you. You really got a slave.
Right, that's a fact.
And they know all your business, too. They know all your business. They know I might get up. I might get up in the morning and shit. I'm rushing to the store. I may not take a fucking shower. These motherfuckers gonna be like, yeah, that nigga nasty nigga. He went outside without taking a shower. Nah, fuck that. You ain't gonna know my business like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Gotta
that's
wear
just how I feel.
Outfit.
You know what I mean? I want to be regular. Them type of niggas like Floyd, they want to wear one outfit one time and never wear it again. That's not me. If I bought it and I liked it, of course I want to wear it again.
Wonderful. That shit nice.
Right. How the fuck you going to be buying a $10,000 t-shirt and never wear it again? I want it like, I am so regular. I am from the hood. The hood of New York, nigga. Fuck
yeah,
that.
But you know what they say, God. Even when you get money, man, you know niggas still have that poor man mentality. You
that's
me?
What
so
I'm trying to tell.
We probably
bro,
niggas
son.
Just do that to boost their ego, God. You know
I
how that goes.
When I was hustling on the selling drugs streets from the first to the third, because that's mostly when I sold, and I had on the same outfit for 3 days. After I made all my money. Then I took them shits off, threw them away, and got fresh. I still got that mentality, nigga. I can be on the block 3 days with the same shit on.
Right.
Nigga, I'm hustling. I'm grinding. I'm making that money.
Right. As long as I take a shower, I'm good.
Nah, nigga. When I tell you I was on the block 3 days, no shower, no sleep, no nothing. Because when all the other niggas went out to party,
right.
Because they made good
right.
money, I was still on the block, the only nigga on
right.
the block making that guac.
Thanks.
Nigga, I would be up 3 days getting that money. And then niggas would wonder why I never had to sell the rest of the month. I only did that on the 1st and 15th because that's when the welfare checks came.
I feel you, though, God.
But you know what? Not to talk about it being negative.
Mm-hmm.
I took the same approach when I started getting the right information. I study like that now. Them same things that I did on the block. You know what I mean? I'll stay up 2-3 days studying some shit.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah, man. But so, yeah, I mean, we just got to be merchants. We got to go back to selling to ourselves, supplying shit for ourselves, doing business with ourselves, giving jobs to ourselves, feeding ourselves. That's what the ancestors did. You know what I mean? That's what I'm about.
Nah, I feel you. I feel you. Yeah, I'm trying to get everything set up. I'm getting everything set up now. So I'm on it trying to get this trust wrapped up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So... that's all I'm trying to do.
I actually got my
injunction violated too, so I got to deal with that.
Some more
bullshit.
What
too.
Happened? How did they do it? Tell me more.
Just expired plates. I'm still, like I said, I'm waiting on the EIN so I can get the trust wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
But the plates is expired, so they stopped me for that. But I got to spend a license and all that. But I don't got that. I got the injunction and I got the IDP. But
did they lock you up? What happened?
Nah. They just they let me rock type shit. They just like, yo, you just can't drive and shit. Just tell somebody to come get you. But I called somebody to come follow me home. The shorty came and she followed me home.
Nigga,
and shit.
The
by the time
you didn't get violated. The injunction is for you not to be detained, not to be arrested.
Yeah, but they still gave me the ticket though.
No,
and
that's
put
what
it
I'm
on
trying to
my
tell you.
And my spiritual
are you listening
name.
To me?
Even I'm listening, my full God.
Even if you get a ticket, you didn't get arrested. You understand?
Yeah.
So, boom, when you get the ticket, all you got to do is do the rule 5.1 and get rid of it.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is they did not fuck your injunction over. They did listen to the injunction.
Okay. All right.
You know, like, I had people that do the injunction, they going through a foreclosure, right? Now, first of all, the foreclosure in that contract existed before they did their injunction. But anyway, they get foreclosed on and kicked out the house. They be like, yo, they violated my injunction. No, they didn't. First of all, first in time, first in line. That's number one. And number two, the injunction is to stop them from locking your ass up. The injunction ain't there to stop them from taking your house. When they got a contract that you signed that says, if I don't pay, you can have my house.
House, right.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm telling you. Your contract, the injunction says they can't lock you up. They didn't lock you up. They just didn't let you travel in that car. Now, I told you, all my cars got a regular plate in the trust name.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't even advocate y'all driving without registration and all that. I tell y'all, put it in trust. Take it out of their jurisdiction. See, because I can buy a car today. I can buy a car today, right? Now, if I bought the car and I didn't put it in my name, I'm just driving with it, right? The car is still in their jurisdiction from the nigga who owned it before I got it. You understand?
Fact.
So they told you you couldn't drive their property on the road. That's why they told you get someone else to pick this shit up and drive you home. You understand?
Yeah. Nah, I feel you.
So put it in the trust, my nigga.
I'm trying, God. Word. Every day I'm trying. I got the title in my hand. I'm just waiting for the CIA, God.
Right.
And, but I just found out they only accepted them online now because I faxed it. It's been a week and a half.
Okay.
I was like, fuck it. But
you know
I'm
what?
Ready, God.
We live and learn, dog. We live and learn. You know what I mean, God? We live and learn, and that's how we do better. We do better when we make mistakes.
Yeah, it's just so fucked up because I've been locked up out here so many times because I'm in VA. I've been locked up for so many times. They know me.
Oh, shit.
So it's like even with the IDP.
Let me stop you, dog. Let me stop you. When you did your injunction, did you send it to the president and the provost marshal?
Nah, I only send it to the sheriffs in the counties that I be
in. Nah, my nigga, you got to send it to the president and the provost marshal because Virginia and Maryland is really Washington, D.C. because they ceded land over to D.C.
Yeah, facts.
So when you do that, it's going to make your injunction even stronger, okay?
All right, that's a fact.
No doubt.
All right, thank you, God. And if I don't talk to you again, God, happy early B-Day, God. You already know.
Remember, man? I love you niggas. I ride with y'all, man. Y'all
are
what
I love
I
you
is.
Too, God. You already know, man. I be
telling
my homeboy about you, all that, everybody, God. I be trying to put people low. I play this shit at work. I be in the archives heavy. I got all the Trust and Denture episodes downloaded, God. I'm telling you, you know, I've been locked in for a minute. You know what I mean? This court of satisfaction, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I've been locked in for a minute. You already know.
Right.
I done been to seminars.
You know
what I mean?
Like, we all grow up in fucked up situations. Not all of us, most of us. And we all want to change that shit, man. So I'm always trying to be a part of that change for people, help people make
the
that change.
The time is now. But do you
Facts.
Think I should do the nationality here? Or, I mean, I'm trying to move. I'm moving to Georgia at the end of the summer. So, should I wait? Or
I don't know. That's a tough question.
Like,
yo, because you could get it done before you move.
Right. And then just start fresh when
I mean,
get out there.
Let me ask you this. What do you think is going to be easier, doing it in Virginia or Georgia?
Like I said, the VA situation is just like, they just, my face card is just, you know what I mean? It's
then wait to Georgia. Then wait to Georgia. You brand new in Georgia. You a new person.
Facts. Exactly.
You know what I mean? You a new
exactly.
person. Do it in Georgia.
All right, say less, God. But you already know.
I
love is
say
love.
Less.
Peace to the God.
All right, I'm going to 240-353. Peace to the God. What's going on, yo?
Peace, God. What's good, Jonah?
Oh, man, everything good. You know, I'm in a good mood, man. You know, show my son how to work on his whip a little bit. Shit is dope, you know what I mean? I feel like I've been a good father today, so I'm feeling extra wonderful.
Well, look here, I love to hear that, brother. Just to be real with you, this is my first time experiencing you on the talkative tip from me to you
okay.
right now. And
welcome,
again, I
brother.
Love,
welcome.
You know what I'm saying? I've been tuning in via my brother. Just to heads you up, I'm headed home right now on the rural back road. So if my phone call dropped, please forgive me, you dig?
Oh,
however,
for sure.
Again, I just want, I want to just get my point across to you real quick. I'm over here. I'm in here in Maryland. You know what I'm saying? I did my authentication in the whole nine or whatnot. But I got a situation where I got a case for assault in the sheriff's at the courthouse.
Damn.
I'm defending myself. As I'm walking out the courtroom, they gave me a warrant for a failure to appear as I'm in the courtroom. So basically what I'm trying to do is I just wanted your thoughts on should I move that
court case. Was it the same case?
No, it was a different case. So it was for another case. As I'm walking out, they're trying to detain me for that case, but they're claiming the man said I wasn't there. So how you gonna lock me up when I wasn't there? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But the issue with that is being as though the whole state is gonna be against me, the judge, the whole court system. I'm trying to move it to from that jurisdictional administrative court to the either federal and or the state court, the state Supreme Court, which is Maryland Court of Appeals.
Right.
So what's your thoughts on that, if you don't mind me asking?
You got to do a motion of removal, and you got to take everything that was filed in the old case and put it in the new court. And then when you do that, you do a notice of removal. They probably going to want you to pay a fee like $250. And boom, once you pay that fee, it's moved. If you don't pay that fee, it didn't happen.
And I'm being 100. Like, my whole situation, dog, I'm on, like, the beautiful part about it is my mind is right. However, my reality is there's $0. And on the real, like, I respect y'all.
See, they always come at us when we the brokest, dog. And that's always when we have the issues, too.
Exactly. And on the real, like, I be tuning in, and I'm trying to, I want to, like you said, again, you utilize the U.S. District Court, so I wanted to see if it's possible to utilize the Constitution in regards to...
You
again,
use the Constitution in every fucking case. Like, if you on the state level, you use the state Constitution.
State.
Or you on the federal level, you use the federal Constitution and the state Constitution. Now, you saying you ain't got no bread. Yo, set up a GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
When you get the GoFundMe, I'll allow you to put it on my Facebook and Instagram. I guarantee you, you get the money you need to defend yourself.
Right on, dog. Right on, God. Mike, thank you, man. Because I'm over here just trying to make it as best as I can. You hear me? And when I was saying in regards to you, again, I was on a King show yesterday, man, every time I tune into your either archives or show, dog, the one that get me all the time was where you got the soundbite where the dude say, man, you got a motherfucking template.
That's my man, Dan Penner. Dan Penner, he a billionaire, man. He a billionaire. Because a lot of people be mad at the way I talk and I be cussing and shit. I'm like, yeah, but y'all don't say nothing to these billionaires that talk worse than I do.
That's how
they made their money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shut your ass up and listen to the message. Don't listen to a little cuss word when y'all go see these comedians and comedians cuss their ass off.
Thank you. Exactly. and it's not even directed towards you. He's just
right.
You
know,
you're taking it personal.
Well,
over
how
over.
You still a Christian like that, and you listening to this information? I don't understand.
Thank you. And again, I done became fully aware, and just like how you, just like, man, word up to that whole the way you setting it up for your family in regards to the birthday party. Because on some real talk stuff, man, like myself, it's about spirituality and giving
exactly.
back to nature and giving
exactly.
back to him, the people that laid the foundation before us. You know what I'm saying? For you,
this is why I told everyone they got to start reading the Old Testament. The Old Testament had the laws. The New Testament is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Jews are rich by following the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
All these new people are following the New Testament and broke. That should tell you something. If you know
what?
The law, all these laws was built off the Old Testament. So if you know the Old Testament, you know the laws. Go back,
what?
Read that shit right there, man.
And again,
you fucking
the
New Testament
say, yeah.
tell you someone stab you or shoot you. Turn the other cheek. The Old Testament say eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
Yeah, pretty much. Again, that's
you
what happened. That's what happened to me in that case. I didn't go in that. I didn't go in that place under duress.
Right.
I tend to leave that way. You understand? And I merely ask for you to. Why are you touching me? What's this
right.
all about?
Right.
And
they feel
like
they don't. They feel like they could just grab you up and don't have to tell you shit.
Hell nah. And
hell nah. It don't work that way.
Nah, not this man right here. You understand? But you know it is what it is. And again, I'm staying current regardless.
We could easily beat that case, man. Just stay in contact. I'm gonna give you more and more information to work that out.
For respect. Respect, good brother. I'm just going to let you just quick synopsis on what I got going on. The beautiful part about it is, like, I ain't did it real tough, but it was initially a district court matter.
Mm-hmm.
I put in my paperwork and my answers. They moved it to a circuit court matter. And I'm being real with this. I simplified it to the point where I see how this thing kind of works out is once you get them in the administrative three process, I mean, they pretty much – but they ass out, you understand? And especially, you know, they
right.
never answer. They never answer.
Right.
So if
then
I'm doing
not
my legwork,
procedure.
Exactly. And they can't even explain themselves on that. Once I go to probate to for lawsuits and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I'm gonna definitely give you a check out on the Facebook side and tune in and definitely try to check it out on that GoFundMe. Wow, man. That's amazing,
yeah.
bro.
All right, dude.
I appreciate you, good, bro. Thank you.
No
Thank
doubt.
You, God.
Peace to the God.
Peace.
Hey, y'all, that's our time. I told y'all I was getting off early. I'm only a half an hour short. I'll check y'all out again Friday morning on New Evolution Radio. We finish it up, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Gods, man, we out of here. I love y'all. Let's keep it going. Peace.
Hey, recording live from East New York, Brooklyn. We're gonna wrap this year up in 5, 4,
we gonna start
3, 2, 1.
He had a busy year. Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love gossip, and bitches want me to talk about it. It's all over the gram, so I'ma talk about it. You heard what happened, niggas want me to talk about it. Sick crazy, niggas want me to talk about it. You heard what happened, niggas want me to talk about it. Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. Fuck our niggas still, I'ma talk about
niggas
it.
Niggas in Paris, Kanye, Jay-Z.
Ooh.
Niggas in Paris, Rob, Kim, KB.
Yeah.
Jay man, he ain't getting called from Jay-Z. Jay like niggas get robbed, they be. Jay Cole kicked you while you was down. He no controversy sales, she got an album out now. Damn, yeah, the people don't trust you. Bush don't like black people, but you think Donald Trump do.
Right.
Don't meet with Donald Trump to talk about us, yeah.
No.
You ain't got the answers, just like you told
you. Ain't got the
it's the truth, I ain't talking greedy, yeah. Just know the streets still rock with the Yeezys, yeah. But Rihanna ain't rocking with Travis.
No.
Somebody should have told him that she was a savage. He like, pick up the phone, baby. I know you're home, baby.
Stop.
Is a dub, nigga, no more dates. She ain't pick up the phone cause she was creeping with Drake. You was just another dude on the hit list. Even Mad Skills got it like I flipped it.
Yep.
Fuck it if he don't, yeah, I debo'd his shit. Heard you last year saying that little slick shit.
I heard you.
Took a meeting with 50 deals done in an hour. I'm genuine now, you might see me on power.
50, what up?
If 50 got beef, I'm involved. We can send me automatic or Trey A. Revolve. Had a dream big, told me get Lil Yachty wrong. Kim and Jim Jones still got problems. Kim so Andy, Jimmy ain't from Harlem.
Crazy.
Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love gossip, bitches want me to talk about it.
What?
It's all over the gram, so I'ma talk about it. Girl, what happens, niggas want me to talk about it.
Man, that game beat first, Meek Millie. Got my nigga Beanie Siegel knocked out in Philly.
Troy Gav at the club on camera letting it clap. Troy got shot, got up, start shooting back. And now Troy Gav fighting the case. Got shot again on Christmas, he can't get a break. Bobby 6'7", so Riley could get 7 years. He could've took a plea, been home in the gear.
Real shit.
Hey, yo, Bobby, we salute ya. Designer got famous, a satellite future. Gucci came home ready for marriage. Drake bought a Ferrari for 21 Savage. Man, I think he did that to get Meek mad. Drake still got mainstream on they knee pads. I mean, you see, he did a Miller his first week. Jeezy outshowed Meek Miller his first week. J. Cole did a half a Miller his first week. Trump need to get killed in office his first week. Yeah, I saw Tiny dancing on Mayweather. For the kids, I hope I see y'all stay together. I watch they show, I like their chemistry. If he cheat, time he cheat back, but now it's the enemy. Kodak Black fighting a rape charge. I think the nigga did it. Nah, I'm just playing, y'all.
Kodak innocent.
Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love guys, the bitches want me to talk about it. It's all over the gram, so I'ma talk about it. Girl, what happened? Niggas want me to talk about
it. Who was on Shade Room? Who was on Boiler Alert? Who was on Academics? Who feelings you want me to hurt?
Adrian Brown is talking about suicide. Niggas on the gram was like, hurry up, dude, and die. Soulja Boy beefing with Quavo got locked up. Lucky they ain't found a Draco. That boy got more beef than the burger. On Instagram, he pulled out the purple burner. That's a good gun, the pistol whip Lil Yachty with. Like, that's for Biggie, that's what you get for popping shit.
Watch your mouth.
And tell Lil Kim, my man, for bringing Rich on me, Quarrel, not making Biggie look bad.
Why?
He was fucking up the words to a classic. The way the nigga dance, I think the nigga a faggot. Rest in peace to the greatest, Muhammad Ali. Mr. Flow like a butterfly, sing like a bee. Dave Chappelle came back, got 60 mil.
What?
Man, rest in peace to Prince, he overdosed on pills. Remember Purple Rain had that vibe. Damn, Tommy for Martin when no jaw died. LeBron did it for Cleveland and got that ring. Bernard Hopkins got knocked out the fucking ring. No Durant, Russell Westbrook doing his thing. Durant, Dick Ryan, Golden State to get a ring. Can't beat him, so you join him, right? You a traitor, fuck cancer. Rest in peace to Craig Sager. Future said, fuck Diddy, Diddy ain't give him no Ciroc. He fucked Scottie Pippen, wiping some Gucci flip-flops.
Jordan, what up?
Kobe scored 60 his last game. AI got inducted in the Hall of Fame. Baby still ain't pay Lil Wayne. Told the Breakfast Club, put some respect on his name.
All three of y'all.
Young and May getting that money. Ooh, hottest record in the country. Mary J. Blige don't want no more drama. Going through a divorce, her husband trying to rob her.
He a bum.
Black China Kardashian. She had a baby with Rob Kardashian.
She came up.
Took the baby, then left that fat fuck. Now he on the gram like she left me and took a stop.
Good for you.
She ain't love you or like you like that. She used you to get poppin' and pay Tiger back. Should've beeped that from the beginning. Amber Rose had a TV show, these hoes win it.
They lit.
Chloe still can't keep her legs shut. If you a rapper or a ball player, she'll let you fuck.
For real.
Every 6 months, she switch them up. I won't put my thumb in college in the butt.
Ew.
I'm just playing, but 21 Savage ain't. He won't fuck her. He thinks Tiger a sucker.
Me too.
Police a